Well, hello, friends. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. This is Bible Sunshine number 13 on the 15th day of September. So we're glad you've joined us today. We're ready to start our study of Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3. So open your Bibles there. And I would like to read this short chapter. It's just 17 verses. But let's read the whole thing so that we have a grip on what is being said here. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before." And Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people." So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, 'When you have come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan.'" So Joshua said to the children of Israel, "Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God." And Joshua said, "By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man from every tribe. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that come down from upstream, and they shall stand as a heap." So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down into the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Then the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. This is another colossal miracle in the Old Testament scriptures. One was the coming out of Egypt by the power of God when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. Now they have stood at the banks of the Jordan, and they will cross over this river at flood season a great miracle of God, the power of God demonstrated here. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to open our eyes to His truth. Thank You, Father, for the inspired Word of God. Thank You that forever Your Word is settled in heaven. Thank You that Your Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Give us understanding today as we apply our hearts and our minds to Your Word. Open our eyes to see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to read the Word of God. And when we go to detailed study, it is likewise important to read. So we've modeled that by reading all 17 verses, and now we're going to go back and work our way through with the first step of inductive Bible study, observation, and we will reread verses as we go along. And when we come to the next step, interpretation, we'll reread some again. This is an excellent thing to do. In fact, before we even start with observation, you might want to read the chapter two or three times to get the big picture and to see what is going on here, written down by God's Spirit for us to understand. All right, well, let's start with the first question of observation here. It's back to verse 1, a very simple question. What time of day did Joshua begin his work? You say, well, why does that matter? Well, notice what it says, Joshua 1:1. Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan. Notice how specific the writer of Scripture is in the power of the Holy Spirit. Told us the time of day that Joshua started his work and the location. They set out from Acacia Grove. Well, early in the morning, Joshua arose to serve the Lord and to see what God would do. The second question is, where are the Israelites positioned? They are on the east side of the Jordan. It says, they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan. So to place this, remember, Israel was in Egypt. They were slaves there. God delivered them in that colossal miracle of the Exodus. Because of their unbelief and disobedience, they wandered around the desert for 40 years. And now it's time to enter the promised land. So they are on the east side of the Jordan, ready to go over to the next side. This is what God wanted them to do. You go back to chapter 1. He wanted them to cross over and to conquer. So here they're positioned on the east side of the Jordan. It says, he and all the children of Israel, and they lodged there before they crossed over. In verses 2 and 3, we have question number 3. What were the instructions from the officers to the people? Look how specific this is. So it was, verse 2, after 3 days that the officers went through the camp and they commanded the people saying, so what were the instructions? When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God. Remember, the Ark of the Covenant is a symbol of God's presence. It was a symbol of God's revelation, His law. It was a symbol of God's power and preservation of His people. It was a symbol of the priesthood of Aaron. So Joshua commanded the officers to say, when you see the Ark of the Covenant and the priest and the Levites, and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. So here the Ark of the Covenant, borne by the priests and the Levites, it was going to lead the way. This is an unusual military conquest, isn't it? The presence of God, the power of God going before, the symbol of God's truth going before them. So Joshua said, when you see the Ark, then you set out and you go after it. So when they saw the Levites bearing the ark, picking it up, carrying it, remember it had rings on the side of it with poles through it, so it was carried by four Levites. And when they saw them take action, then they knew it was time for them to move out. Just keep that in mind. Very interesting detail. The Ark of the Covenant goes first. We come to verse 4 and question 4. What caution did the officers give to the people? So in verse 4, it says, "Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before." Some wonderful thoughts in this verse. So God commanded the officers through Joshua to leave a space between the ark and their going forward. Very interesting to leave this space. Yet, the first word in verse 4, there shall be a space. How much? 2,000 cubits. Well, how much is that? It's about a half a mile. So there was a great distance to be left between the priests carrying the ark and the people of Israel. He tells them why they're to not come near it. You're not to get too close. Have you ever been in traffic and you look up and you notice the back bumper of a fire truck or some other, maybe a construction truck, and it says, "Stay back 100 feet or 200 feet, and you realize you're within several feet and you need to slow down and back up. Back up. Don't get too close to these very important vehicles and these emergency vehicles. So here is the same thing. Back up, Israelites. Don't get too close to the Ark of the Covenant, to this symbol of the presence of God. And he says that you may know the way by which you must go. Intriguing that the priest bearing the ark would show the people how they were to go, because he says here, you have not passed this way before. So don't get all bunched up around the ark so that the whole multitude can't see the direction and where to go. No mob here, but something very orderly. I want to hasten to a correlation in the New Testament. God is a God of order. Do all things decently and in order, it says in 1 Corinthians. Well, they were doing things decently and in order here. Well, number 5, the question is from verse 5. What instruction did Joshua give, and what was the reason for it? In verse 5, Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Sanctify yourselves. That's Joshua's instruction. And what was the reason for the instruction? The Lord will do wonders among you. Let me ask another question. What does sanctify mean? What does sanctify mean? Well, it means to set apart, to make holy. So Joshua is telling the people of Israel here, make yourselves holy, set yourselves apart to the Lord, devote yourselves to the Lord, because God is going to show up in a powerful way. He's going to do what?